Now turn to part two.
You will hear part of a radio talk about an institution that helps addicts. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Why do perfectly sane, normal people pay up to £1,000 a week to make themselves sick? Jane Seaworthy has been finding out.
Well, actually, the people attending the Thorndale Clinic, situated on the outskirts of Bristol, all have a problem, and it's a problem that has become increasingly common in the last two decades, that of addiction. There are over 50 addiction clinics operating in the United Kingdom. But what makes Thorndale so special is a new kind of treatment that they have been applying with remarkable success. The new system being used here is called aversion therapy, although the idea itself is not new. And of all the clinics treating addicts of various kinds worldwide, the Thorndale Clinic has the highest success rate in treating abusers of alcohol and tobacco. Addicts attending a 10-day course of treatment live, eat and sleep in the same building and, unlike other systems, are encouraged to indulge in their addiction. Instead of treating subjects with drugs that reduce their dependence, this course sets out to induce in its patients a strong feeling of disgust directed towards the object of their addiction. For example, a one-hour treatment session for smokers involves smoking rapidly without stopping well beyond the point where they want no more. In fact, they are not allowed to stop smoking until they have been physically sick. As you can imagine, this is not a pleasant process. It has to be repeated 3 times a day for the entire 10-day period in order that the subjects develop a strong enough hatred for their earlier addiction. Unfortunately, many people find the course too painful to complete, and those who do give up early are not considered cured, as they will most likely return to their former habit. On the other hand, smokers who keep going to the end of the course are most unlikely to want a cigarette again. The treatment for alcoholism has to be somewhat different, mainly because alcohol abuse involves loss of memory. This problem is overcome in a simple way. A group of patients are encouraged to drink excessively in the setting of a bar. During this stage, they are carefully monitored by trained personnel. Their behaviour is also recorded on videocassette, and the following day they are shown their drunken performance from the night before. Nearly all subjects feel great embarrassment when faced with these forgotten scenes of uncontrolled drunkenness. Usually, a 10-day course of treatment is all that is required to shift a patient's emotional attitude to drinking.
You will hear the piece again.
Why do perfectly sane, normal people pay up to £1,000 a week to make themselves sick? Jane Seaworthy has been finding out.
Well, actually, the people attending the Thorndale Clinic, situated on the outskirts of Bristol, all have a problem, and it's a problem that has become increasingly common in the last two decades, that of addiction. There are over 50 addiction clinics operating in the United Kingdom. But what makes Thorndale so special is a new kind of treatment that they have been applying with remarkable success. The new system being used here is called aversion therapy, although the idea itself is not new. And of all the clinics treating addicts of various kinds worldwide, the Thorndale Clinic has the highest success rate in treating abusers of alcohol and tobacco. Addicts attending a 10-day course of treatment live, eat and sleep in the same building and, unlike other systems, are encouraged to indulge in their addiction. Instead of treating subjects with drugs that reduce their dependence, this course sets out to induce in its patients a strong feeling of disgust directed towards the object of their addiction. For example, a one-hour treatment session for smokers involves smoking rapidly without stopping well beyond the point where they want no more. In fact, they are not allowed to stop smoking until they have been physically sick. As you can imagine, this is not a pleasant process. It has to be repeated 3 times a day for the entire 10-day period in order that the subjects develop a strong enough hatred for their earlier addiction. Unfortunately, many people find the course too painful to complete, and those who do give up early are not considered cured, as they will most likely return to their former habit. On the other hand, smokers who keep going to the end of the course are most unlikely to want a cigarette again. The treatment for alcoholism has to be somewhat different, mainly because alcohol abuse involves loss of memory. This problem is overcome in a simple way. A group of patients are encouraged to drink excessively in the setting of a bar. During this stage, they are carefully monitored by trained personnel. Their behaviour is also recorded on videocassette, and the following day they are shown their drunken performance from the night before. Nearly all subjects feel great embarrassment when faced with these forgotten scenes of uncontrolled drunkenness. Usually, a 10-day course of treatment is all that is required to shift a patient's emotional attitude to drinking.
That is the end of part 2.